Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 4, focus on victory. Live it out. Study L5, resetting the subconscious. Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. That's John 16:13. In this study and the next one, I'm going to be sharing some remarkable insights from the Holy Spirit that have helped me live out the new creation life. For more than 3 decades, I gradually came into understanding what the new creation is, how I'm made part of God's wonderful family, how I can engage the new life by faith. And I was delighted with the progress. But then I discovered another realm, not immediately obvious in the scriptures, the subconscious. When understood and embraced, accessing this can bring unprecedented growth in our new creation fruitfulness, especially the pursuit of freedom and wholeness. I was so impacted by this that I wrote a book about it. It's called More Than a Leopard. And I would really encourage you to read that because I can explain a lot more in the book than I can in these short studies. But today and in the next study, I'll try to summarize some of the main content. What I discovered is that within us is this subconscious realm that includes 2 key things. First of all, a self-image. And then secondly, what psychologists have called an automatic servo mechanism. The self-image is an inner picture of ourselves that we carry unknowingly. It's formed by our life experiences, things that people have said to us or about us, maybe ways we've been treated or beliefs that we hold, including limiting beliefs. The servo mechanism is a part of our inner makeup that constantly works to steer our life in accordance with that self-image that we hold inside. The mechanism is a bit like an autopilot system in a car or a plane. So I've taken to calling this simply that, our autopilot system, or APS for short. Originally, the APS was designed to help us fulfill purpose, destiny, calling, including the pursuit of holiness and wholeness. But it only works that way if our self-image is itself whole. And the truth is, for every one of us, our self-image is less than whole. Our self-image has been impacted by our fallen inner nature and the influences of a fallen world all around us. And for some, there's been really bad experiences or abuse by others. Maybe there's some failure, sin, immorality, or harsh words spoken over us, etc., that have left us with a severely damaged self-image. If this is not addressed, we will struggle to successfully live out who we really are in the new creation, because the APS will be steering us constantly in another direction, the direction of outworking that inner brokenness in the self-image. But you know, this is where the power of the new creation comes in. As we've seen in other studies, when we're born again, we receive a new pure spirit that is complete in Christ. This is our means to wholeness, not just in spirit, but in spirit, soul, and body, every part of us. We've studied already in this series how we can outwork this in our normal conscious realm, like our thoughts, our feelings, our choices. And through identification, faith, walking by the Spirit, etc., all of that's essential. But we need to also engage the new creation life in our subconscious as well. If we don't, there will be ongoing inner disharmony, and the APS will be working against us, focused on our broken self-image rather than our new creation reality. Just note here, though, that the task is not to fix or heal those bad elements of the self-image, but rather to just realign it with the complete new creation we already have within us, and thereby reset our inner self. Before I discovered this, my self-image was still steering me contrary to who I am in Christ. There was disharmony between my conscious and my subconscious. So although I made progress, I would frequently slip back as the APS kicked in and steered me back to outworking my old nature. I was intrigued to discover this, but I wanted to see this in the Bible. So I asked the Holy Spirit, can you show me this? And he proceeded to do exactly that. First of all, taking me to what we know as the greatest commandment, Mark 12:28-30. One of the scribes came and asked him, what commandment is the foremost of all? Jesus answered, the foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The foremost, he said. Now, of course, I was familiar with this passage, but was suddenly intrigued by the specific four inner faculties with which Jesus said we're to love God. He says our heart, soul, mind, and strength. You know, Jesus was actually quoting this from Deuteronomy 6. And what's interesting is that over there were just three of those faculties mentioned, the heart, soul, and strength. It didn't mention the mind. And now Jesus includes the mind. But you know, many commentators consider the mind to be part of the soul, i.e. mind, will, and emotions. So if soul was already there with heart, soul, and strength, why add mind again? Well, as I prayed about it, I sensed to turn to Strong's Dictionary for help, and I looked up the word that Jesus had added, translated as mind, and you know what I discovered? It's not the normal word that's translated mind in the scripture. It's more complex. Quite simply, it's had a prefix added, which is dia, D-I-A, which denotes dividing into two or more parts. And Strong suggests this implies the idea of deep thought, but it could also be taken as second part thought. And as I read this, I sensed the Holy Spirit was pointing to this word as being where he will open up my understanding of subconscious in the scripture. There is a deeper second part to our inner nature that I'd never discovered. Well, to discover further, I then followed references in Strong's to other verses and passages that have this same word, dianoia. And very quickly, two of them became really prominent in confirming everything I'd been learning about the subconscious realm. What's fascinating in what I'd already discovered is that although that self-image is fixed in us by our experiences, we can access it by visualization. As we enter into a state of calmness so that we can visualize peacefully, we can start to imagine or visualize situations and experiences that the APS will treat the same as if they're actual experiences. So we can go in and access the self-image and change it. The first passage that really opened this up to me was Ephesians 1, verse 18 to 19, where Paul says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe." Where he says, "I pray the eyes of your heart may be enlightened," it's actually that same word, dianoia, at least in the manuscripts in the translation that Strong's was using, the King James Version. This is really, really significant because Paul is praying about these inner eyes. He says, "I pray the eyes of your dianoia will be enlightened." So this scripture is revealing that we have the ability to see inside us, right? Exactly like I was just saying about visualizing so that we can change our self-image. But here's the key. Paul goes on to tell us what we should visualize. He lists three things: the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us. We're going to be looking more at those exact points in the study tomorrow and how we apply this to really bring our self-image into alignment with who we are in the new creation. Very quickly, though, I just want to mention the other passage, 1 Peter 1, starting in verse 13, where Peter says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." In this passage, the word minds is the dianoia word. So he's saying prepare that inner part of you, that subconscious part of you, for action. What is he meaning there? Well, as I asked the Holy Spirit again, "Show me more," I really sense, you know, that's what the APS does. The APS is the action part of the subconscious. So Peter is talking to us here about the APS. I've got a few more thoughts about that in the written study. I haven't got time to cover here in the audio. So go back and check that because I think it will really encourage you. There's a lot of new ideas to consider here, and I encourage you to review this study, go through the written version as well. Ask the Holy Spirit for his insights and confirmations. And then in the next study, I'm going to take us through some very practical application of these revelations that I've learned. This has the potential to massively change how well you're able to walk in the new creation life. So see you in the next study. The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.